Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The end is near. You have heard it said before, seen it written before. Usually it's a sign slung around the neck of a Christian in some movie or comic strip. Mockery, of course. But in those words is a quiet, unnerving truth. The end of everything, as we know it, is close at hand. And while this is quite true, even as we worship on this, the last Sunday in the church year, it's also very true that we may not see that end in our lifetime. But for us, the end will be the moment of our last breath, as we die in body. Confusing, right? But is it supposed to be like that? Perplexing, this talk of the end? Does Jesus really want us living out our days without any confidence in his return? Of course not. Jesus makes his return, his coming back on the last day, the surest thing, leaving us with a rock-solid guarantee. So, let the world and the other Christians that are out there keep on trying to guess when the end is going to come. That is truly a fool's errand. And some are even going to argue that point, that it's a fool's errand, as they have done throughout the past. After all, much of the talk of Jesus in Mark chapter 13, our gospel lesson for today, is about those days. And in that discourse, it does seem that Jesus hangs out this laundry list of signs of the end that is to come. That as you see them happening, you can check off the list one step closer to Christ's return. Many will come in Christ's name. There will be wars and rumors of wars. Nation will rise against nation. Kingdom will attack kingdom. Earthquakes will rock the land in various places. Famines will devastate populations throughout the world. False Christs will invade the church. Christians will be sorely persecuted. The problem is, all of those things have already been happening. And that is because we are already in those days. The world has been in those days since Christ's ascension into heaven. And the world will be in those days until his return. That day, the day of Christ's return, will be that day. No sooner. And no doubt that talk of that day, the return of Christ, has intensified. Most recently with the devastating attacks on the city of Paris. It has already increased in the past few years with the publicity given to the execution of Christians all around the world. Some Christians cannot fathom that Christ could possibly wait any longer. How can it get any worse than this? But there we go again, doing exactly what it is that we are not supposed to do, to determine and to judge by our best knowledge what is the best time for Christ to return, for that day to come. Of course, we had our way, our limited human minds, as early as the early church would have had Jesus come back the day after he ascended into heaven. But again, Jesus did not give these words about those days and that day to his disciples here on earth so that they could lay awake at night wondering, is it now? Is it now? Will it be tomorrow or the next? You see, Jesus saw fit to give his disciples these words at a very specific point in time. Jesus was there in Jerusalem, the holy city itself. And he was beholding with his own eyes the grand spectacle of the temple. His betrayal, his arrest, were mere hours away. In his state of humiliation, Jesus would only see two more sunsets. His disciples would not have the same access to him as they once did. And as they did right then. So as the perfect leader, the perfect savior of all mankind, Jesus would not leave them unprepared. He warned them ahead of time about what it is that would come. Those 12 would not find much comfort in those words of Jesus right then and there, but they would come back to them. Those words would flood back into their minds about those days that would follow. And, no doubt, they would recall the words of Jesus as the true prophet of God, who had predicted everything, and it had come true perfectly. It's only God's true messenger to his people can do. Just as the pre-incarnate Christ had appeared to Daniel of old, and revealed to him many things about the last day. So the incarnate Christ revealed to his 12 men the very same things. In the midst of all that was to come, the persecutions, the attacks, the false Christs, suffering and death, in the midst of it all was the promise of Jesus. He would never leave them nor forsake them. He would be with them always, even to the end of the age. Jesus could make those promises because he would keep them. There was no false hope thrown out by Jesus in any type of desperation to his struggling men. Jesus meant every word he said. And he spoke every single word to give comfort and to give hope to his disciples throughout all that would come their way, even to their last breath. Jesus wishes nothing less for you, his people today. He knows all that you go through. And all of your brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world. He knows every single one of your secrets. Jesus knows your sins. He knows your fears, your anxieties, your hurts, your doubts. Jesus knows that false Christs continue to arise in his church and cause great harm in his most precious name. He knows how we cannot but help to think how horrible things are right now, and that this has got to be the sign of the end still to come. The time must now be right for Christ's return. In the midst of it all, the turbulent sea of this time, Jesus wants you to focus, to stare down, not all of these other things that are going on around you, but he wants you locked on him, the founder, the perfecter of the faith. And even more precisely than that, Jesus wants you locked on him and that event that happened almost 2,000 years ago. Him and him crucified. For that moment in time, has changed everything for all time. For it was that moment that all the saints of God from time past, before the Christ would arrive, it was that moment that they all placed their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It is the event that all the saints who have come after Christ, you and me included, have placed their full hope and trust in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Christ and His cross serve as the answer to all that goes on around us. So no matter what all transpires, there is Jesus and Him crucified through it all. His suffering and His death on the cross has redeemed it all. And by faith in that work, in Christ's work, you are saved. Saved from all that is going on around us, and saved for the joys of the world still to come. Christ's promise to His disciples that He will come again on the last day. His promise that He will indeed make all things brand new. His promise that He will take all of those who are His baptized saints to be with Him forever. His promise is the surest thing because of Christ crucified. For God had promised long ago, forever since the fall of Adam into sin, that He would send His only begotten Son into the world to redeem the world through Him. And so He has done, according to His good time, according to His good will. The same rings true. It can't do otherwise for the promise of Christ to return on the last day. And what a day that will truly be. For it will bring an end to all the wicked desires of our sinful nature. It will bring an end to all of the corruption and the evil of the world around us. It will abruptly halt once and for all the desperate attempts of Satan to destroy God's people. It will all end at the end, who is truly Christ. When He returns, when He vanquishes all His foes, finally, completely, once and for all. And so Psalm 110 will find its full completion on that day as all of Christ's enemies are made His footstool. And that will be a grand and victorious day. Until then, we heed Jesus' words. Stay awake, for the end is near. Cling to Christ and to His word. Cling to Christ and His cross. Repent daily. Pray continuously. Receive His body and His blood often. Stay awake. And no matter what on earth happens, take they our life. Goods, fame, child, or wife. Though these all be gone, our victory has been won. The kingdom ours remaineth forever, because we remain Christ's forever. Of this you can be sure. Absolutely. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now the peace that does pass all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Jesus.